Well, for the past 3-4 Mondays in March, we've been bringing you a fascinating series called Journey to Wellness in Indian Country. And we'd like to thank med school student Nathan Ratner for organizing and coordinating the series for us. It's just been wonderful having him working with us as a volunteer. We've talked a little bit about the history and some of the current dynamics that result in profound health disparities for Native communities. Dr. Jim Allen joins us to kind of help put it all together and look a little toward the future for us. He's a professor and the head of the Department of Biobehavioral Health and Population Science. Dr. Allen, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Nice to have you here. So we've talked a little bit about some of the barriers that are currently in place in Indian Country that make it difficult for providers and also for communities to get the kind of health care that they need. And yet, talking with the guests over this past month, there seems to be reason for optimism that there are really good people making really good strides. Can you talk a little bit about what you see, what the kinds of progress that you see communities making, in particular communities in our region, perhaps?
Yeah, I'd love to. Let me begin by explaining a couple things. I think a lot of people in the medical school now are really interested in understanding and describing what communities are doing right. And let me also begin by explaining that I've been a guest in tribal communities. I've now worked closely with them for over 30 years as an ally, and it's been one of the great honors in my life. And I think one of the most exciting developments that I've observed in contemporary Native communities that are taking a journey of wellness has been their deep interest in the continuity of their culture and how that is central to well-being in their lives. And this is a conviction that traditional cultural practices are a source of wellness in lots of different ways. Lifestyle, mind, relationships. It's also a source of healing. And because of this, a central part of many people's lives. So it's maybe a little bit surprising to think doctors and people in medical school are very interested in this, but we are, because we're interested in health. And in my own work with tribal communities, the culture provides people these strength-based schools that promote wellness and their own well-being.
And we're not, that is antithetical, in a sense, to the kind of health care, for example, that I get when I go to my doctor. I mean, my doctor doesn't necessarily talk, in terms of my culture, air quotes, the culture that I am a part of is this everyday go to work, go home, and there's not even a lot of conversation necessarily about how much stress are you under, or what are you eating, or that kind of thing necessarily. So the idea of culture in terms of, you know, the environment and your mindset with which you approach it isn't necessarily a part of everybody's medical experience.
No, but just think of food for a moment. And, you know, what are your family's traditional foods? I bet they're a lot healthier than the stuff you get from the convenience store.
Okay, my dad grew up on a farm and he used to eat cream on cake for breakfast. So, yeah, but there is a happy medium between the way working farmers worked with horse-powered machinery and the way, like, normal, regular people, for example,
and
would
cut your
live.
Dad a little but, slack. Cream's not bad. Cake, it was probably baked at home.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. His mama made it for him, for heaven's sake. Oh, yeah. He had cream on potatoes. Yeah, cream on just about everything. So it was kind of interesting. But this is really an interesting. It's always interesting to take a look at something from a different point of view, and especially when you're talking about so many Native communities struggling with diabetes and realizing if we could get back a little bit more to the traditional diet that we were eating, which was, you know, lean meat and fruits and vegetables, this could definitely make a difference.
And when did we eat with each other? And we took time out to eat. And we talked about our problems and our challenges over meals. We got support. You see, it all works together towards health. People were more active, and it really organized our lives in a healthy way. And what doctors are very interested in now is, yes, curing disease, yes, correct diagnosis, yes, understanding physiology, but also how does our entire lifestyle contribute in a healthy way to living a life that's well and promotes a sense of well-being. It's all interrelated. If you think about a lot of indigenous philosophies, that central connection is what at core it's about.
Now, UMD includes Native American health as a part of their curriculum, and it's actually a really core part of the identity. Living in Bismarck, I was familiar with the work that, just a little bit, that Grand Forks has a real good program where it's trying to train Native physicians, because there was a lot of outreach, of course, throughout North Dakota for that. But there are not a lot of colleges that really have that emphasis on Native American health. How did that come to be part of the UMD Med School's core, in a sense?
You're right. There are very few med schools that include American Indian Native Health as part of their curriculum. And Duluth really does stand out. I'm not sure people in the community really realize how it's a very special place in that way that has garnered national, even international attention. And I don't mean to say that there's still not a lot of room for growth in what we do in the curriculum. However, there really was a sincere effort, and it goes way back to the 1970s. This is still kind of astonishing to me. In the early 1970s, faculty observed that there were two American Indian physicians that had been trained in medicine since the birth of the country. And they felt that was wrong. And there was also a great need for doctors to work with their home tribal communities. Since that time, Duluth has now graduated the second largest number of American Indian physicians in the country. And despite that accomplishment, it's really evidence of a much further way we need to travel. Nonetheless, I would say the contribution of Native Health has made this into one of the most interesting and vibrant medical school curriculums in the country.
Well, even just learning about it a little through the series, I'm sure I'm not the only person who's listened and thought, man, I'd like to take a course. I don't want to become a doctor necessarily, but there's a lot of interesting stuff that they're out there for us to learn. We're running out of time, which I hate it when that happens, but we did talk with Dr. Melissa Lewis last week, and she talked to us a little bit about some new curriculums that she's developing. There is another exciting development unfolding right now. Can you tell us about it a little bit?
I'd love to. The Duluth campus is really fortunate. We've been selected to be the site of one of the four new University of Minnesota medical discovery teams. What's a discovery team? These are teams that are intended to attract the best of prominent researchers in four areas of medical discovery. And they're intended to launch UMN as a leader in each area. The area for the discovery team on the Duluth campus is rural and American Indian health equity. It's intended to address everything you've been talking about this month. We intend to build a team here on the Duluth campus that will work to promote health and well-being through community-engaged and community-directed research in tribal communities. I want to point out this represents a significant commitment of resources to the Duluth campus by the medical school, the university, and the state of Minnesota. and to tribal communities. I also want to close by emphasizing this has been a real team effort, and the selection of the Duluth campus goes back to what you were asking questions about earlier, about that early commitment to American Indian Health. It reflects excellence of our students, our staff, and our faculty.
Well, it's really going to be exciting, and I know that we'll continue to have some conversations about this, Jim, because this is important stuff and definitely a feather in the cap of the university. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Really appreciate the invitation.
Dr. Jim Allen, our guest this morning. He's a professor and head of the Department of Biobehavioral Health and Population Sciences. He joined us this morning as part of a special series called Journey of Wellness in Indian Country, and once again, our thanks to Nathan Ratner, who helped coordinate the series.